Then we rather mashkin the nokat. It's more like a question. Ele mashkin the nokat lomalei. So what's he holding on to mashkin for then? So Mor says that Lulav isn't the pshat. Shema minu here from here. My ainu mishamet to come Hashem Gamliel. What does he mean to say he's holding on to a mashkin the malva? Then he has a right to collect his chayiv. Shviyis does not stop it. It means ainu mishamet to kule. It does not stop it at all. You have a right to collect the whole amount of the halva. Or ma if so, my mishamet to come from Yehuda Nasi. What does Yehuda Nasi mean to say that shviyis stops you? You can't collect the money. Lahach pal gadol duay nokat duay mashkin. Only for the other half that you are not holding a mashkin. Like the $500 that you have the mashkin here now that you could collect. But the other $500 that you cannot collect. If so, what's the machlekes over here? If the mashkin on half helps for the whole thing or not, well, walk in mifugi. To Rabbi Shimon Megam Yosavar, kineged kule hukaina. Mixed as payment is a payment for the whole thing. You have a kinyan on the whole thing. So if even though you have a mashkin on half of that wall, it's like you have a kinyan on the whole thing. Therefore, shvid is not mashamed at all. If you don't know, see, serve and know, connect the hukani, you only can connect what you're holding, this arvin. But loy ma. So, who is the machlegis and noim over here? So, the Gemara says, loy, no, it's not the pshat over here. My aim is Misham with the Gemara Shimon Gamliel. You know what the Shimon Gamliel means to say that Shriyas does not stop it over here? Maybe only Lahach Pauga the Noka the Le Mashkin. Only for the half of $500 that it has the Mashkin for, that much the mother could collect, but not more. His soul mechlaris approved to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Sevar lach pagod the nokat lemashkin nami mishamet. Even the little bit, the $500 that you have a mashkin for, still Shriya stops you. You can't collect that much. For the Gemara, so the question was then lemashkin and nokat lomalei. For what purpose are you holding onto a mashkin and for? I guess it's not cool you have the havu at all. So the Gemara says true, it's only zichron dvorim bialma. It's only for remembrance that you should know he owes you the money. It's not cool that you have a kinyan at all. It's not cool you have a right to get any part of the money. So maybe you have no rights. Machlekes and Naim here. Could be nobody holds like Rabbi Yochanan. That as much as you paid for, you have no kinyan in the whole thing. You only have a kinyan as much as you gave. And here it's Machlekes Bechal. This mixas mashkin is coming at all or only halfway. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding Mem Test from Aleph around 10 lines down by Rav Kahana. As the Gemara says, Rav Kahana yoyva lezuzia kitna. Somebody gave money to Rav Kahana to buy off him some flax. What happened was, l'sofer, at the end, the Ika kitna, the flax became worth more. And now Rav Kahana didn't want to sell it anymore. He wanted to keep the flax to get more money. So Osla came with the Rav, came with the shayla in front of Rav. So Amalei, Rav said to him, v'mayda nikita zuzi, as much money as you received already, havlu. That much value of flax you have to give to him. But the idach, the rest of the flax, tvorim ninu, is only you just said with words, you'll sell it to him. And the klal is, tvorim ein b'mishuv mechus ramuna. Just the fact you said you give it to him, you have a right to retract now, and not to give him the rest of the flax. So this is Rav Shita, that the amount of money that you received, that's a kinyan kesef like. And therefore that much you have to give him back. Just the rest that you didn't receive money, only you said you'd give it to him, says only dvorim. And this Rav Shita, dvorim ein b'mishuv mechus ramuna, you have a right to retract. If you have no reason, you shouldn't do it. But yeah, you have reason to say, but who would have known I couldn't make more money, I would have never done it. Therefore here, he has a right to retract.
The Yitma would learn like this. Dvorim, if somebody says he'll do something, I say I'll sell you something. So Rav Amarav says, "Ain v'hem mishum mechus re'amuna." There's nothing wrong if you don't sell it. There's no mechus that's not missing amuna of trustworthy. Just the fact you said something, you could retract. But Rabbi Yechanan says, "No, yesh v'hem mishum mechus re'amuna." If you said you would do something, you have to do it. And if you did not do it, there's a mechus re'amuna involved. Yeah. So machlokes is Rav and Rabbi Yechanan. Mash b'pasul like Rabbi Yechanan. That there is an issa mechus re'amono, you can't go back on your words. Meisve havakasha, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. What does the pasuk say? Hin tzedek. You have to have the tzedek. That the weight has to be tzedek truthful. In other words, when you same way you buy, you should sell it with the same weight. So Mori asks, v'aloi hin bechlal eifa. The pasuk says already you have to have an eifa tzedek. So hin is bechlal eifa. Rashi says she'ahin yud beiz lugin. A hin is 12 lugin. The yefa shloisha soin shein aleph beis lugin. So kids, we know if you have to have your yefa tzedek, you have to have your hin tzedek also. El loy meloch. When the Torah says hin tzedek, know what it means? means to tell us, Sheyehein Shelechot Tzedek. When you say yes to something, that means you'll do something, you have to do it, it has to be Tzedek. And V'lav Shelechot Tzedek, if you say no, you have to stick to it. Rashi says, Ela Sheyehein, Hein Shelechot Klema, Kishata Medaber, when you speak and say Hein or Lav, yes or no, Kayim Devarecha, keep what you say. V'hitz the Goysam, keep them Tzedek. That's what the pasuk means. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Hahu the pshat Abaye argues and says the pshat from this pasuk is Shlo yedab reched the pev yeched b'leiv. It's like an issa sheker, like you should not talk one way in your heart and one way in your mouth. So Rashi says, B'shor shuayim radibo lo yei b'dayta l'shanis. That's what's also. At the time when I say I'll sell it to you, if really deep down you know you're not going to sell it, that's also. And that's called echad b'pev yeched b'leiv. That's also. Avolim nishtana hashar liachas man, but over here. At first I said, I'll sell you the flax. And you really meant it. Just later when the price went up, then you change your mind. So that's muta, that's not mishum, mechasri amona. That's the way Rav holds. Meis v'have a kasha. Rabbi Shimon Aymer, afa pi shomru, talis koiner diner zov, even though we say that a talis, that's like peris, metautlim. You could be koiner money with it, but there's chalipin. That peris meis chalipin, but the ain diner zov koiner talis. But if you give golden coins to be kind of the talis, nothing doing, because there's no kinyan kesev, and who did matvei is not nasech lipin. Nikomokum still kach halacha. That's the halacha. Avul Omer was said misha pora miyanche deramabel. The same Hakadosh Baruch Hu that pay back to the people that did the chet baderamabel who miyanche deraflogo who also lipora mi misha einu way bebriburei. Hakadosh Baruch Hu give you back a punishment, the one that doesn't keep his words. So Rashi says, and really Kashi Rashi says, say for the end of the price before it said, Ha Choizaboy, and Ruach Hakom Nechemenu, Almo Yeshbe Mishum Mechusri Amona. That's what we had before. So when do you get a Mishapor only if you paid money? You did an action. Even if money is not Koino, but at Kol Ponim you did an action, you gave money, then there's a Mishapor. But if you did not give money, just you said you'll do something, so the end of the Gemara before said the price said before, that Ain Ruach Hakom Nechemenu. And that's like Rabbi Yechonon to say that Dvarim is Yesh Peh Mishum Mechusri Amono. That if you said you do something, you have to do what you can't retract. So Mar says now, Tanoihi, Saka Machloikas Tanoim. So far we have a Machloikas Amaroim. So Machloikas Rav and Rabbi Yechonon. Now the Gemara says, you know, it's even a Machloikas Tanoim. Tetzanan we learned. Maisa Rabbi Yechonon ben Masya. It was a case with Rabbi Yechonon ben Masya. Shama Lebnoi told his son, Say v'shochelonu palim. Go hire for us some workers. We need workmen. Hire a worker. Holach, so the son went. Uposak lemezenis. When the son took the workmen, he told him, you should know, we're also going to give you supper. We'll give you food. We're hiring you to work. You get a salary. But we're also going to feed you. Now, ukishabayis lover, when the son came back to his father, omaloi, beni, the father told the son, no, nothing doing. That's not a good tonight that you have to accept to feed them. Because afilu atois lemisudas shloima v'shaitoi. Even if you're going to give them the biggest food, the biggest food to eat, mamish to where Shlomo Melech was fed at his time, still you should know lo yotz zdecha v'secha imoem. You won't be yotz yechayv. If you are mekabel to feed another Jew, that means to feed him the way you're supposed to. So even a sudef Shlomo is not really fit, because shehein v'nei Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Every single Jew is v'nei Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. They're like melochim. You have to feed them the uttermost. So you son, don't accept upon yourself to feed them. It's a terrible achrayus. Ela rather, actually, yaschilu b'mlocha, before these workmen start to work for us, say b'yemelem, go out and tell them, that amanash ein lechem alai ela pas v'kitnis levad. You should know, I'm only going to feed you bread and beans, that's all. Speak up a fairish. But the way you said that I'm going to feed you, you don't know what you're getting into. You're going to have to mamash give them the biggest sudis there are. That's what he told his son. That's what Rabbi Yechonon ben Masya told his son. Now, you're going to tell me that whenever you say you do something, it's not right to go back on it. It's called mechusri amono. Like the Gemara said before, ein ruach hacham leichemenu. If you say you do something, then you go back. So heichi yomalei zil hodabuch. How could Rabbi Yechonon ben Masya tell his son go and retract what you told him? So Gemara says maybe no. Shani yosim, here it's different. The problem gufayel esam chadatayu. The workers themselves was never really say mechdas that they'll get fed. My time, what's the reason? Made the idea that workmen know the alavua samech, that who's really going to feed us the father. So the son, by saying yes, they never really thought it would really be true. So therefore, the son has a right to retract over here. Or Rabbi Yechon ben Chasma has a right to retract. Because they were never Samech Das. Vice versa, Mechus Ramon means if you tell somebody you do something, and he was Samech Das, he relied on you. He thought he could trust you. Now if you go back on your words, that's not right. Even though no kinya was made, no nothing, just you said you would do something, the other person was Samech Das, it's not nice to go back. It's Mechus Ramon to go back. But here, the parlim themselves know that the son has no right to say it. It's not in his power. Therefore, the word Samech Das is no issa to be to a Mechus Ramona. For the Mori Hoki, you saw, Philo was Chilvam Lach and Ami. Like, why did Rabbi Yochanan ben Mafia tell his son to tell the workers before they start working, even if they started to work also, they should be able to retract? Sumer says no. His Chilu ben Locha, if they started to work already, then Vade Samcha Datayu. Then for sure there was Samech Das, they relied upon what the son said, that they will be fed a real good Suda. Ormu, they said like this, Meimar Roma Kaim Yavua, that most probably the son told the Rabbi to his father. And the father agreed. That's why the father did not retract yet. So if they start to do the work, then it'll be Mechusri Amona to retract. But before the workmen start to work, it's not called Mechusri Amona, because they never really was Seimech on what the son said. They knew that the father may change his mind. Say your letter change. So it was not a good proof. Mor says though, Miyom Rav Yechon Achi, is it true that Rav Yechon said that Dvorim Yeshpe Mechusri Amona, that once you say you do something, the other person is Seimech Das, you can't retract? Somebody says to his friend, I'm going to give you a present. You go over to your friend and you just tell him, I'm going to give you a present. You have a right to be chayz, you can retract and not give him the present. You could. Of course you could. You didn't make a kinyan yet. I just say, I'll give you a present to him, Mazel Tov. So what? If I decide not to, I don't have to give it to you. You can't force me. I didn't make a kinyan yet. What are you telling me? I could retract. Ella, what Rabbi Yechonon meant to say is, Mutar lachso, you have a right to retract. So the question is why? Rabbi Yechonon says when you say you do something, and the other person was Samech Das, there's an issa, not to retract, Mechum Mechosri Amono. So Rabbi Yechonon says, if you tell somebody, I'll give you a present, I have a right to retract. Omer Rav Popper says like this, Omoydi Rabbi Yechonon b'matona mu'etes, te'som chadatayu. Rabbi Yechonon agrees, if I said I'll give you a small present, then the person was Samech Das. And therefore you can't retract. Now that the Rabbi Yechon says of you, you could retract, but suddenly if I tell you, I'll give you a big, big present. So the person himself is not Samech Das. That's why you have a right to retract. And a small one you can't. And Rashi says, Omoydu Rabbi Yechon b'matona mu'etes, shein mutu lachzor, mishum d'som chedaita d'mekabla diburay. If I tell someone, I'll give you a small present, he believes you. He trusts you. He really thinks you'll give it to him. Therefore you can't retract. But v'chiyama mutal achzaboy, when the Rabbi Yechon say you have a right to be chazon your matana, Rashi says, b'matana merubah kama, if I tell you I'll give you a big present, b'lesom chedatat mekabal l'kayim adil d'burei, God doesn't trust you. I say, you know what, I'm going to give you $5,000 tomorrow. So, do you believe him? You don't know. No, you don't believe nobody. Somebody comes over to you and tells you, I'm going to give you a $5,000 present tomorrow. You don't believe the guy. So a big present like that, you're not saying that. So therefore the guy has a right to retract. But if I say I'll give you a $2 present, the person is Samech Das. $2 maybe you'll give me. He's Samech Das, that you can't retract. Amar Rav Papa. Omoydi Rabbi Yechonon, he said, b'matan mu'etes to some kadaite. And how can I understand what is the svar also like this? The Yomer Bavua. Amar Rabbi Yechonon, Yisrael Shiyom al Ben Levi. Of Yisrael goes over to a Ben Levi, to a regular Levi. And he tells the Levi like this, Kur Maisa Yesh Lecho Biyodi. Yishno, I have a kur, a big measurement of Maisar that belongs to you. In other words, the Yisroel was Mafrish's Truma, and then he was Mafrish Maiserishin, and the Locher is Maiserishin he give to the Levi. Now the Yisroel went over to Levi and said, Yishno, I have Maiserishin in my house that I'm giving to you. So Locher is, Ben Levi Rishoyi La'atsoy Soy Trumas Maiser Mokamacher. So Ben Levi now has a right to take on, he for sure will receive this Truma, this Maiser, and he has a right to say for the other Maiser that he has in his house, he's making Trumas Maiser from this Maiser and that. The lady has the right to say this. Now, Iyam with Bishleim Ale Motzalim Ahedim Beitu, tell me when the Yisrael first told the lady, I have Maisa of yours by me, meaning I'll give it to you. The Yisrael can't retract anymore. It's all Mashem Hochi Rishoy. That's when now the lady has the right to the same Machdas that for sure he will receive this Maisa. Therefore he has the right to make this Maisa, Trumas Maisa, another Maisa he has in his house. Because he for sure will receive it. But if you're going to tell me, that Israel has a right to retract, and tell the Levi, no, I'm not going to give it to you. Am I Rishoy? Then why is the Levi allowed to make a Trumas Maisa? Ishtache, it could come out, Dekochot Folim, that maybe the Yisrael will never give him the Maiser, and now the Levi back at home is eating his Maiserishin on the Samach that that Maiser is going to be Trumas Maisa. How can he do it? Maybe he won't get it. So Marin says, no, it's no proof to Rabbi Yechanan. But maybe Hocha B'maya, Skinner, you know what we're talking about over here, Chagorin Shenot L'mimenu, that the Levi took it from the Yisrael. V'chaza V'fkidu Etzloi, and he gave it back to the Yisrael, but Torah said, Bikodin, just to watch it for him. Says, so it really belongs to the Levi already. Therefore, the Levi has the right to make a Trumas Maisa Mokamacher. For the Gemari Hochi, if so, aim a Sefer. What does the Sefer say? Nos Nola Ben Levi Acher. Let's say he gave it to a different Ben Levi. Now, first the Yisrael said to one Levi, I'll give it to you. And then the Yisrael changes his mind and ends up giving it to another Levi. So it says what? Ein lay olav ela tarumais. That the first Levi has a right to have complaints, tarumais, against this Yisrael. Tremendous Yisrael. What does tarumais mean? Yeah, my son, I have a right to have complaints against you. So what? Who cares what complaints about? I have no right to get money from you. The Yisrael told the Levi, I'll give you the Maisa. Then he changed his mind and gave it to another Levi. So the first Levi has a right to have complaints against Israel. So that's all he can do, just complain. He can't get it. Mitzad Adin, he has no right to collect it. I'm not sure if this Gemara though, when you have tainus on somebody else, you're only allowed to do it al-pidin. There are certain cases that you're allowed to have tainus on somebody else. A lot of times you get palaid and you get angry at somebody else. He didn't act nice to you. So you're angry with the guy, you talk bad about him. It depends. If he did something wrong to you that you have a right to have terumas, then you have the right to feel bad about the person. You have a right to have a bad feeling about him. You don't have to act nice to him anymore. A person that said he'll give you something, and then he changes his mind and doesn't give it to you, you have a right to have terumas on him. You can have complaints against him. But if there's no din terumas, you're not allowed to feel bad about it. You're not allowed to have such a bad feelings about the other person. Now, you're going to tell me, the case the safe is also talking about. It was talking about the what that Yisrael first gave it to the first Levi to hold on to the Maisa, and then the Levi gave it back to the Yisrael, told the Torah of the Yishayim Rabbi Kodin on it. If so, now if the Yisrael gives it to another Levi, it's mamish gizela. Amai ein liyolav ela terumais. So why does the Brisa say just the first Levi could have tainus, could have complaints, be angry at the Yisrael? More than that, kivun de moshrei. Since the first Levi already received it already, he made a Meshikar on it, Mamainis like Gabay. He mamash owns it, it belongs to him. And so now when the Yisrael gives it away to another Levi, it's like Gezel. So how come the Brisa says it's only Terumas? El Allah Shlamin, here it's a good proof, Pidaloy Notlu. We're talking about here that the Levi never took the Maisa from the Yisrael. If so, Shlamina, then it's a good proof, to Rabbi Yechanan. That when the Yisrael said to the Ben Levi, I'll give you the Maisa, just by saying it, it's a binding fact. You have to give it to him now. There'll be a Mechusar Amon if you don't give it to him. There'll be a Ein Ruach Chom Nechemenu. Therefore, the Ben Levi has a right to say that for sure he's going to give it to me, and therefore the Ben Levi has a right now to make Trumas Maisa on that Maisa for Maisa he has at home. That's a right, Rabbi Yechanan. That's the way we pass on Rabbi Yechanan, that Devorim Yeshvem Mechusar Amon. If somebody told you he'll do something for you, and he really meant it, and you really meant it, you accepted it, if he changes his mind, you have a right to have terumas on him. You have a right to have complaints against him. It's Ein Ruach Chom Nechemenu. Morris says, who garbed there was a man? The Yoyu Zuzia Shumshimi. He paid somebody money to buy poppy seeds. Was safe at the end, the Yaka Shumshimi. The poppy seeds went up. Hodrube, so the Moicha didn't want to sell it anymore. He said, take your money back, I don't want to sell it to you. The Yomrule, Leslon Shumshimi. I don't have any more shumshimi. No, I don't want to sell to you. Shako Zuzcha, take your money back. So the Maisu was the Lakeach, Lashaka Zuzze, he didn't want to take his money back. And Ignif, it got stolen now from the owner of the shumshimi. So what's the Lacha? Is he still a shamer or not? Does he have to pay for the money or not? So Osla came with the Rabbi, came in front of Rava. Omalei, that Kivun the Amri Lacha, Shako Zuzcha, since the Maicha, the one that owns the papa, seems told the buyer, take your money back. And he did not take it back, says so, not only is the Meicher not a Shoy Mesach, but holding on to the money, he's not even called the Shoy Mechinim either. Because as soon as he tells the person, take your money back, even though maybe he doesn't have right to do it, it's not right, because it's Mechusri Amona, but you have tainus, that's all. But Mitzadini Momnes, though, the person has the right to retract. If I tell you I don't want to sell the poppy seeds, take your money back, You have to take your money back now. You could have complaints, that's all. But mitzad hadin, money is not koina. So therefore, you are supposed to take your money back. If you did not take your money back, it's your tough. If it got stolen now, the owner is potter. Now we have it. Omer le rabbonu le rovo, rabbonu said to rovo, Iva boy le kabul le mishapara. Like, what's going on here? The person has to make a kabul upon himself a mishapara. In other words, it's not so right to retract. Rashi says, "Well, boy, the kabbula, if it do, will he have a mekabom? Vishtaka, the zuti, do they have a? Like, when does he have right to say, take your money back, I don't care? That's only if he's going to accept upon himself a mishapara. If he'll take the consequences and take the mishapara, then he has a right to attract and tell the person, you have to take your money back. But if the person is going to be afraid and not going to accept the mishapara, he can't retract. So what's the poshid? Like, the moichra has a right to tell the lakeach, take your money back. Rashi says, "Oy mishalom ashumshimim, or you kabel mishapora nechnami." That's what he meant to say. Listen, either you give him the shumshimi, or else you'll accept upon yourself a mishapora. But on the tzad that you'll accept upon yourself this curse, then as far as paying back the money, you're potter. Because once you told Lakech take your money back, he was supposed to take his money back. Papa said, "Omali Ravina told to me that Ladidi." It happened to him that Omali Ahum Rabbonin, that one of the Rabbonin told him, Rav Tovah Shmei, Rav Tovah was his name. V'yamula some say, Rav Shmuel Bazutra, Shmei was his name. That what? The heavy Yoyiv Lei, Kol Chalola Dialma, even if you would give me all the treasures of the world, Lei heavy Komeshanim Diburei, I would not change my mind. In other words, if I told you I'll sell you these poppy seeds, even though later the Shum Shmei goes up in price, I'm not going to retract. Gemara says, but did he have a yuvda? What's happened with me like this? At Ahu Yom, it was once a day, Apanya de Malay Shabbata. It was Erev Shabbos. Heve. Veve Yasivna, I was sitting. The also Hu Gavro, a man came, the Koya Baba started to knock on my door. Omali, and he said to me, Istacha Shum Shemilizuni, do you have any poppy seeds to sell me? I'm looking to buy poppy seeds now. It's right before Shabbos. Guy knocks at your door. He wants to buy some poppy seeds.